It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Oh yeah, that beat means that we have started the timer for this.
Does it mean that?
Episode that will bomb.
That will bomb?
I mean, be the bomb.
Okay, I was like, that will bomb.
I'm sorry, I'm having confidence issues today.
I see that. What did she say to you? Did Deborah get a hold of you earlier today?
Man, Deborah ain't shit.
I don't know. I had to lock my door earlier because she's trying to kick it in, looking for you. Swinging that baby around by the ankle.
It's still attached to the umbilical. I don't know why she keeps it there.
I don't know either. Was it stillborn? Because if it was, that's fucked up. Oh, speaking of that, dude, I saw...
great segue.
Yeah, no, I saw this shit on TikTok where this... what the fuck was his name? He's like a popular YouTuber, and he's been like way up at the top, and he fucking got hated on because he's a piece of shit, and now he's back. But he's got the asshole eyes, you know, the dark eyes around his face.
Yeah.
And his rings. But anyways, he's talking about this girl doing TikToks. Because she had a stillborn, and she was, like, dancing with this baby that's supposedly a stillborn, and she's had it for, like, a week. And, like, he's like, how does she have access to a stillborn for a week? And she's sitting there dancing with it, making TikToks with a stillborn.
How is this not a crime of some kind? Or, like, how is she not, like, in some kind of, like, mental ward?
Here's my thing. Like, I don't think he did his research because, like, I actually know a couple of women who had miscarriages, and they give you sometimes if you're having a real hard time, they give you life size babies. They look like they're real. They're heavy like they're real, and so you know it's to help the coping with the loss.
Postmortem.
Yeah, and so I think that dude was probably thinking the wrong shit and not doing his research. You know, about
he was like. She's stealing dead bodies, y'all.
Yeah, he's like, how was that legal? I'm like, I was looking. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But honestly, I don't know. It could be a dead body, but the pictures that I saw in the videos, the baby was blurred out. But, like, I know people who've miscarried, and they've gotten these little fucking pseudo babies, you know, to keep around for a little bit before they leave the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like them babies that, those babies that, for like when you're in high school and you're like, here's how you take care of a baby.
Yeah.
Except for this one doesn't probably scream or cry. Hang on, let me go take care of Deborah. I think she's at the door. Deborah, what do you want, Deborah? What do you want?
Oh my God. Anyways, there's just like this Deborah chick that is crazy as hell, and I think Sprout's trying to deny he's got a thing with her, but you know.
Nope, out.
Yep. It's gonna be one of those days.
Goddamn Deborah.
It's like she's here every day. I swear to God.
Neighbor kid was right there by the door. I was like, what do you want?
I'm glad, dude. I'm sitting here often and these little shits come ringing on my doorbell, knocking on my door, asking for my kids.
You should hire more crazy black dudes like myself to go and just scare them away from the door.
Right. But what were we saying before that? Oh yeah, the baby thing. I don't know.
Excuse me.
I really don't think she was allowed to carry around a dead baby for weeks or have access to a dead baby for weeks. I just think he wasn't.
No, that shit would stink up the house. Would you want to dance with a baby for weeks that's all decomposed and shit?
No, I wouldn't even want to
dance. That's crazy people shit.
I don't even want to dance with a live baby because they could puke. You know?
Yeah, you just feed one and you like do that whole, oh, it's okay. And
no.
Blah.
No.
Right down your back.
No.
In the back of your neck. Right
I found
the hood,
the best the way to back. Feed babies is just tape them to a chair and give a little drip of liquids.
Some droppings.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. The babies, I just don't think he did his research. and calling this woman out and trying to get the police involved. That's the other thing. He's trying to get the police involved in this whole thing.
That's called swatting.
That's called being a fucking Karen.
What is the thing? If you have zero evidence and you make an accusation on somebody,
but you don't know, it's just because you're ignorant. Police
coming to your house, and originally it would involve the SWAT team. Is where this the phrase comes from. But like,
yeah. But I mean, that was like, to do so on purpose.
Well, no, that's the thing. So like, even if you're like trying to be a crusader of some kind, and you're like, oh well, fucking, I'm gonna send the police over there, but you have no proof, right? Like none. You're swatting inadvertently, but you're still swatting.
You're being a Karen.
Yeah.
Or a Kevin or a Kyle
or
whatever.
You're being a
whatever the male equivalent is.
I had a name for it for a while, but then everybody started calling them like different names. Like some people are calling them Kyles, and some people are calling them some other shits. I prefer like Chet. Or Bradley.
Chet.
Like any variation of the whitest name you can think of. That's what I go for.
Chet.
Like Bryce.
I think a Chet is the person that goes after a Bryce or something. Like he's got his fucking beard and his seltzer drink, you know.
Well, no, Chet, yeah, Chet's, plays, Chet's like a hipster dude.
And
like,
he plays disc golf and yeah. He is like Black Lives Matter, but he's got a white woman and he doesn't. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
No, I think it'd be more like Bryce.
Yeah.
Philip. That's a good one. Philip.
Philip, I feel, is like a church guy. Bryce, I feel, like a rich white dude, a young rich white dude who's had a lot of privilege.
You know who my father is? That's what Bryce sounds like.
A Philip sounds like Philip, who was like, you're a couple of busters. And he's black.
I've never heard a black man say in the whitest voice possible, you guys are a couple of fucking busters, until I got caught smoking weed for the first time. On my first time smoking weed. It was great.
I remember when I got caught smoking weed by my mom and my dad in like ninth grade. And I had my oil lamp, mm-hmm. And it had this glass bubble thing that went like this. And I turned it into a bong and shit, right? And my mom, and then when I came home.
You mean like one of old school ass, like,
yeah, the oil. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I was using it for like a bong. You know, I made this thing. And my uncles were there, Jason and Austin, my dad and my mom. And they had the shit on the table, and they're talking about, like, you smoking dope in the house? I'm like, no. And they're like, look at bullshit, you're smoking crack. And I'm like, smoking smoking crack? What the fuck are you talking about? And Jeanette's like, that smells like weed to me. And then Austin and Jason both had a chime. I'm like, nah, nope. That's a fucking Jersey. It's for smoking heroin and crack. I know what that shit's for. And then they're like,
because these niggas are smoking crack out of lanterns?
No,
because
they do.
Wow.
So,
well, okay.
So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? And then my mom and them took this shit and threw it away. And then later on, my uncles were like, so when did you start smoking heroin and crack? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're like, that Jersey. They're like, we know what that's for. I'm like, hey, I don't do that shit, right? And they're like, well, I know what it's for. I do this shit. I was like, I know, I've seen you guys do it. And he's like, you could chase the dragon with that pipe there. And I'm like, I promise you, I'm smoking weed out of this thing, you know? And
we don't want any Deborah.
Can you hold on 1 second? Dude, I'm going to go deal with this Deborah shit.
Fucking listen.
God damn.
Took care of Deborah?
Yeah, I'm getting sick of Deborah.
I mean, she won't leave me fucking alone, man.
That's your problem, man.
I didn't do shit except for say hi.
And what else? Why is she dangling that baby by the ankle?
It ain't my baby.
Them ears look like your ears.
That's a nigga Bovice's baby.
That looks like your ears, man.
Well, that's Bovice's big dumbass head.
She was holding that baby up like a kite, man.
Man, here's the thing, man. We didn't have sex because she got siblings and shit, man. I'd be pissed off when bitches have siblings.
Told you, you better not have no brother. Yeah, you see where I'm going?
So I left without paying. Oh, fuck.
Oh, these kids, man. I have too many responsibilities sometimes.
You have so much responsibility that it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts me.
People wonder. Your responsibility
is affecting my ability to live. because I, outside of you, I have no one to talk to. No, I was kidding.
The real shit. It's hard to not, excuse me, it's hard to be consistent, if you will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you live in life and you got all these moving parts. And the more, like, the more people involved, the more complicated it gets, you know? Because now you have all these other people in your life that you're working around or working with, and they all have their own ideas and agendas and schedules and shit, and trying to line everything up, it gets fucking hard, man. And then dealing with, like, just your normal stresses and being sick and never having enough fucking time. Like, sometimes I just want to lock myself in a closet with a pound of weed and just smoke.
Going back to your mom accused you of smoking crack.
My dad and him.
Remember when I was on 29th in Fremont?
Yeah.
I had, like, the whole basement, for those of you who are listening. It was a fully finished basement. There was, like, a guest room. There was, like, a living room area. And then, like, we had built another room inside of that living room area. So I had another bedroom in there. So the guest room became my walk-in closet. I had the bedroom. That living room area was where I kicked it all the time. Played video games, Sherman would come over, we'd play Mortal Kombat and shit. We'd eat. All the dishes would just be in my room. Because I'm down there eating all the time. My mom one day comes downstairs. Jermaine, do you have any forks in the basement? Yeah, I'm pretty certain I have all of them. Why do you have so many forks down there? Well, I've been eating. You're not doing drugs, are you? Mom, what the fuck am I going to cook with a fork? I didn't even tell her that, but like, oh, I can't wait to burn this hair holding down and fucking let it touch the floor with this fork.
Right? I'm trying to think of any drug that a fork would be useful for, and I'm having the hardest time. Maybe some old school hash, you know? Stick it on the end of the fork and light it, and it's like, but I, why would you need all of the forks for that?
We'll smoke so much hash.
Now, remember that back in the day we were smoking the opiums for a little bit?
Dude, I liked it a little too much. Not that it became a fucking problem, but like,
I was one of the unlucky ones where it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, you were telling me that, and I'm like, dude, it was just like, I never smoked it by itself, because that's a fool's task.
Is it?
Like, yeah, you're just going to nod off. Like,
I don't even, like, cool.
Say if you packed, like, a bowl, like, a full-size bowl.
Yeah, Matt sold me some before, and I smoked it, and it did nothing for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's like baby heroin, basically. So, like, you're destined to get sleepy.
Right.
Fucking, me and my guy, we used to work over at the Valvoline out there in Edina. And he invited me over to go play some, what the fuck was that game it played just like GoldenEye?
Perfect Dark?
Perfect Dark, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I've never played it, man. I fucking love GoldenEye. The engine's dope. Let's go play.
Perfect Dark.
He was like, yeah, we'll go smoke some fucking bowls. And, you know, I got some bongs. Like, we'll smoke, roll some joints, whatever. I was like, bet. We get there. He's like, you smoke opium? I was like, I've tried it a couple times because, you know, when, I'm not going to name drop, but, you know, he had it. And, so I went back to homeboy's crib, and we're playing Perfect Dark. We smoked a bong, which was just like a regular weed bong, and then he's packed another one, put some opium on top, like half the bong was opium. We smoked that shit, and I started feeling really, really, really high. Like it was almost as close as like the first time I've ever been high. As a matter of fact, it felt like, remember when I used to get high and then just pass out in the camper?
Yeah.
It was like that, except for I wasn't passing out just yet. I was like, I'll probably smoke some more of this shit. He was like, you will smoke some more? I was like, let's smoke some more. We started playing Conker's Bad Fur Day, and I was out. Out. I woke up like, what time is it? He said, 11:50. I was like, my bus! And I took off.
Yeah. I don't know. It never did anything for me. This is probably why I don't really care for, like, morphine and shit, you know?
Have we talked about salvia on this podcast yet?
About you?
About salvia in general.
I think so, but that was, like, way back in the day, like, when we did our psychedelic conversation.
That was probably, like, during a SoundCloud season or some
shit,
huh?
Yeah, but I mean, some people still have access to that shit, you know?
Not here. You definitely in the Southwest. You can get it anywhere in the Southwest. But I mean, I'm not. Nope. Unless I get invited onto some res in like New Mexico somewhere, and they're like, "Yo, we're about to do this ceremony. You want to hit the salvia?" I'm like, "All right," because I know I'm in a controlled environment. But when Amber showed up to my crib that one time, and
that shit was funny.
And I was talking all that good shit. Like, man, I've done real drugs. Salvia ain't shit.
I tried to warn you. I was like, man, I don't know, Sprout.
Because I watched all the videos and there was like mixed reviews. Some people were like, I'm never fucking with this shit ever again. And other people were like, man, I'm going to keep fucking with this shit. And I was like, it's like weed that make you trip. I can do that, man. I've tripped so many times. This ain't finna be nothing. And I said that so many times that Amber went from that 5 times and packed in that 20 times strength. And I was gone.
Yeah, you were.
She was kicked off my feet. I forgot who I was for like 10 minutes.
Shit had me dying.
Like. And then the second time we smoked that 5X, and I mean, I wasn't like out, like I couldn't remember who I was or nothing like that, but like all my furniture felt like it like folded up on me. And then like when it wore off, my room was the way it was again. But then like for the rest of the day, it felt like someone was creeping on my shoulder. Like I had like a little gremlin sitting here. I'm good on that shit, man. I seen a video, dude.
Jump out a window. I seen a guy fall out a window.
I didn't see that one. But one dude rolled a blunt of the shit, like some 20X, and he had his homeboy sitting down in this little in the cut under like the little subterranean stairwell and shit. And he was like, this shit smoked just like weed. He said, yeah, hit that shit up, man. He started hitting it hard as fuck, like blowing fat clouds. And then he got maybe like a quarter into that blunt. Dude took it back from him. He's like, you all right, my nigga? Dude kind of looked at the wall and then looked back. And was like quiet for a minute. And he was like, hey, my nigga, you good? And then dude looked at the wall again. And he looked back at the camera. And he was like, hey, my nigga, you good? And this man just took off running. He fucking ran past the cameraman who was like standing in the path on the steps.
Yep.
Took off, cut left, dipped out, came back, and was like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got to be mentally prepared for shit like that, man.
Yeah, if you're boasting good game, it's not for you.
Yeah,
it's not. I was mentally prepared for the second time. I was not ready for the after effects. So like when you come down, because that shit lasted all day. I would be walking in my apartment by myself, like pouring a bowl of cereal or some shit, and I'd be like, "Who the fuck is in my house?"
That's the other side, man. I think I know it sounds like it's woo-woo. It probably is a woo-woo idea, but still, like...
The other side, like, death? Because I feel like... Because when I like, fell into that trance, man, like, the first thing I saw was all of reality folding into a pinpoint dot. And then the reality that was behind that kept folding in like a piece of paper until I seen the people who were outside of that fucking fourth wall folding the pieces of paper, and they have no eyes. No nose, no mouth, nothing. And then they would, but then somehow they were able to look at you, make eye contact with you, and you would still hear them say, you're not supposed to fucking be here. And that's when I came back and I forgot who the fuck I was. And you was like, Sprout, you good? And I was like, who the fuck is Sprout?
Yo, I remember that shit. Yep. And then I was like, this motherfucker.
I thought I was at Rob's house for a minute. Like, it was, man. Mm-mm. Ceremony only. That's so, why, like, shrooms, like, I'm glad that, like, I only do them with you and only, like, maybe, like, a few times a year. Because I feel like that's a ritual, like, a ritual for us, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, we get to, like, get really fucked up. We get to laugh and joke. We get to talk all kinds of shit about spirituality and, like, just life. And we answer a lot of our own questions just having those conversations. And I always come back feeling refreshed. I want to do ayahuasca so bad.
I always come
back. I wish I had the money to go to South America, man.
I think it's after a mushroom trip, I feel more relaxed and okay with everything. But I also feel like I move from the nihilist to the absurdist more. Not the existentialism, you know, but just being right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, I mean, this is all ridiculous, but it means something to me right now. Ultimately, when I die, it doesn't matter, but right now, it means something to me. And that lasts a good long time, and eventually everything turns to shit, and I'm like, nothing matters. It don't matter.
I remember in Hawaii. No, not Hawaii. Where the fuck was I? Couldn't have been Hawaii because it's too recent, but I was somewhere tripping hard as shit, and I was listening to Mos Def. I think we were out at your uncle's house when I was just kicking it outside all night, and you and Christina were just in the, or yeah, yeah, I was in the thing watching Fear and Loathing.
Yep.
And Mos Def came out of my headphones, and I can't remember the full verse, but at the end of the line he says, fear not a man because men must die. And that just changed my whole mood on life ever since then.
Yeah.
And I've heard that song like a million times. I've even quoted that song a million times.
Yeah.
And I firmly I've always believed in that. But now it's like, I'm not afraid of nobody in this bitch.
That shit.
Like, you hear it on mushrooms and you're like, I don't fear nobody. Everybody got to die.
Well, that's because like on mushrooms, I feel like the understanding, the complicated ideas just seem to be easier. You're too close when you're sober to see this picture. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, it's like a the moment. Magic eye.
Yeah, but when you're on mushrooms, you can take a step back and you can get it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, I understand this all without needing to know. Like, you just understand. It's kind of like sometimes a math problem. You know the answer, but when the teacher asks you to write it down, you're like, fuck, I got to go through all this shit to prove how I know this.
Oh, I hate math problems in school where they like show your work.
Yeah.
Why? I got the fucking answer right.
But I mean, I get what they're trying to like make sure that you understand the process. But at the same time, I obviously have a process that works because I got the answer right. But
what if I don't choose to borrow the one?
But they want to, they want you to show that they're doing their job.
Yeah. I feel like they're like the police and they have to get a quota of math problems.
Well, I mean, essentially they do, because they got to keep those test scores and like all that shit up on you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise that school gets bad rating, lose funding, and yada yada, however that shit works. Because like it's fucking bad, dude, when you look at just some of the inner city schools and the amount of funding they have and the amenities and the books and the shit, that they're like outdated. Like, they're like floppy disks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those books are outdated.
Speaking of fucking school and outdated things, specifically history, and I think we talked about this briefly once before, just recently, but I was listening to an episode of the Daily podcast from the Washington Post.
Okay.
And, no, it wasn't the Daily. I'm sorry. It was, what do they call it, like The Argument or something like that? It's a Washington Post podcast, but they were debating on whether or not critical race theory should be taught in schools. And during this whole debate, like, I'm hearing some disagreement, but, like, I'm not even bluffing. Like, 50% of the shit they were saying was, like, in agreement with one another. You know what I mean? Like, the guy that was against it was like, well, we're not trying to make white people feel guilty. We just want accurate history.
Right.
And then the other dude was like, well, we're not trying to make white people feel bad. We just want accurate history. But, like, all these politicians are out here fucking saying, like, oh, well, they're trying to make us feel bad. And there are critical race theory, people who are pro-critical race theory, who are also educators, who are also pushing this agenda, to say that we should be making white people feel bad. But it's like, to what extent? For the rest of American history? You know what I mean? I don't think that's fair. Like, maybe 400 years ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be lucky if America lasts another 400 years. Right,
that's what
years.
I'm saying. So, you know, just teach the truth. Don't worry about making motherfuckers feel bad. Niggas is gonna feel bad no matter what side of history you're on.
Well, that's the the cold fact is, like, if we ignore the truth, then we are fucking doomed to repeat all the same bullshit because we're ignoring all of our fucking past and, like, the things that we've done and how we came to this point. Like, motherfuckers are repeating that same shit because they're uneducated.
Well, even us as older people, right, who, like, have been taught a slightly different history. Like, luckily, my history teacher in high school was like, hey, I'm going to teach you this shit low-key because it's not in the textbook. So I knew this shit already. But, like, say that's like
how Mr. Hall was. I like Mr. Hall.
Yeah, Mr. Hall was the same way. So like you had a similar history teacher.
Yeah.
But other people aren't so fortunate, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like everybody gets to learn about slavery, right?
Right.
But to what extent? So like my mom's class, for example, because like she's like 57 now. So like they got to learn about slavery. They said slavery happened. But then after that, it was like, okay, well, the civil rights movement happened and everything's good now. And so it's like we're forced to feel bad about our history.
Right.
But we're also forced to feel good about America's future, which is really kind of fucked up, because it's like, if we got to feel bad, everybody has to feel bad. And I'm not saying everybody should feel guilty for the past, like right. that far back. I mean, like, we don't have control over people who ain't here no more. But, like, everybody should be able to relate to history in some fashion.
Right.
And if that's the case, you got to take the good parts with the bad parts. You can't feel good about this place and not feel bad about it at the same time. That's like saying that you have a 100% perfect relationship with your fucking parents.
That's a dictatorship.
And everybody disagrees with their fucking parents.
That's literally all it is a dictatorship mm-hmm. at that point, because it's you're just getting a fucking point of view by those who write it. You know what I mean?
It's not like if nothing changes, we're no different than North Korea. Kim Jong Il was fucking born on a rainy day, and when he exited the womb, the sun fucking parted, and there were like 28,000 double rainbows, and lambs were fucking falling from the sky for food. Like that's what North Korea is teaching their people, right? And we're not doing it that serious, but like saying that slavery happened, there was a war that was fought, and it took until 1960 something for like what 1964 five for white people to feel bad isn't a happily ever after. You know what I'm saying? Especially since no one in school is being taught about the crack epidemic. No one in school is being taught about the fucking bill that was passed to just lock niggas up for minor offenses and keep them in prison so we can have legal slavery for another continuation of years. No one's talking about the nonstop persecution of native tribes.
Yep.
It's just fucking mind-boggling to me how we're having an argument over the past. I've told you this before, like, offset, where, like, you know, like, the Torah isn't just, like, or not the Torah itself, but, like the Hebrew accounts that are in, like, the Dead Sea Scrolls, like, in, like, the Torah and other books, it's not just religious text for them, right? It's also, like, a healthy chunk of their history before, like, any kind of modern history. And if they could take the good with the bad and still be like, this is still a part of our history, so we have to keep it in our religion, why can't we take the good with the bad and be like, this is a part of our history, and just fucking get on with our lives?
Because because we're not Jewish.
I guess we haven't suffered enough.
Like, Christianity has always been like, let's change this for us, right?
So, wait. If black people built pyramids here in America, do you think that would have changed things? Do you think that everybody would be like, let's just get over it?
No. No. Here's the other thing. Like, I see these same people saying, get over it, crying, remember 9/11 forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, shut up. Like
And that's another thing. We don't want to teach true history here, but we can't forget 9/11.
Nope.
We can forget all the bad shit that happened before 9/11, but we can't forget the bad 9/11.
I can't remember what happened the day before 9/11 when the fucking one of the congressmen or whatever was taking George Bush, taking a piss at him and saying, you know, like, you're not receiving any more money until that $3 trillion comes up, because we don't know where it went and we want to know what happened to it. And then the next day 9/11 happens and he gets $6 trillion more dollars.
You know, I was been listening to a lot of shit about what's been going on in Afghanistan for like the last several decades.
Yes.
Or so, I'm sorry, the last 2 decades. And yeah.
Since Mr. Bush.
Yeah. And it's been
what I tell you, the write ups.
And here's the thing, like, going back to the last episode or two, where I was like, if they wanted it, they can have it. Like, Everybody's been saying that shit forever, man. Just let Afghanistan deal with Afghanistan. They should have just let it, that shit just deal with itself. Yeah, we had some attacks. But, like, back when it was just, like, a small band of people, you know what I mean? Like, it could have stayed as such if we would have just been like, you know what? We could just go take these niggas out and then go back home. But, like...
But, I mean, at what point do you... Because it's like, yeah, we can go there, or we can go further back, or we can go even further back, you know what I mean? Like, why are we in the Middle East in the first place?
Well, here's the thing. I mean? After the U.S. showed up there and shit was supposed to... The beef was supposed to be squashed before they killed bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
I air quoted there for those who aren't... Oh, I guess our camera's down, so for those who are listening, I air quoted. But anyways, when the beef was supposedly squashed and like we were just there to supervise and build, quote-unquote, build democracy, there was that big beef between the Sunni and the Shiites.
Yeah.
We had no business in that. That was a war that was waging for thousands of years. Like, nothing in Afghanistan is going to be cool until Afghanistan fixes Afghanistan, and we can't do that for them.
Yeah, it's always been a power play. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much more going on in the Middle East than just a holy war, you know? Like, we've got our fingers in so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when 9/11 did happen...
Let me see that real quick.
Who was the majority of the people in those fucking planes? Like, they were fucking Saudi Arabians and fucking... They weren't Afghanistan. You know what I mean? They were mainly Saudis and... Mm-hmm. What's the other ones?
Well, that's the thing. The Taliban at the time was just recruiting niggas, like, left and right, like, wherever they could.
Well, not only like, that, but...
Because Afghanistan had its own corrupt government to deal with, you know what I'm saying?
The Taliban was created by the U.S. because it's all U.S.-trained
people.
Yeah,
back during Desert Storm, I believe.
Yeah, because that's how Osama got fucking his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the U.S. gave him
the
weapons.
The CIA specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean... And I could fact-check things... Everybody can fact check shit. It's legit.
I'm almost certain it was the CIA.
It's
what
legit.
I've been told.
That...
Like, here's the thing. We just had no business there.
Yeah.
We had no business there. And if we would have just dealt with the shit when they were a small party, it would have been squashed. Easily done. And now you got the Taliban as big as ISIS. Remember when ISIS took over a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
So it was the same shit. We left Iraq. ISIS showed up. And the motherfuckers we were supposed to have that were, like, supposed to be trained by the U.S. soldiers basically dropped their weapons and took off, and then they took over a bunch of bases, right?
Yep.
Same shit with the Taliban. We trained a bunch of motherfuckers there. Here's something I learned recently. We bought a bunch of planes and helicopters for these motherfuckers, and they don't even know how to use the shit. They can't service it because they don't have guys there to service the shit. Right. They don't have pilots there.
Right.
You would have to like hire contractors for everything over there, and so it was basically just a big war contract for the U.S. to make more money off of Afghanistan. Shit is so fucking wild to me. But then like the Taliban shows up and nobody can do anything, and that was like, God knows how much money spent on all that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why am I paying taxes?
Though that's the whole thing. Like Eisenhower said it when he left office and JFK was about to be signed in. You know. He said, what, beware the military-industrial complex, mm-hmm. right? And where are we now? We're here at every war's...
Kissinger.
Yeah, we're here to make fucking money and bust skulls making money and writing shit off. Because there's some things I don't understand how that value is created on these. Like, how the fuck is a missile $200-something million? Just one. Like, how?
How big is this missile? Like, how explosive is it?
As big as my motherfucking pool table.
But how explosive is
it? But even still, like, demo.
The demo
is cheap as fuck. Blowing up buildings or blowing up mountains
like
and shit.
C4 and shit?
Yeah, all of those explosives are cheap. It is literally cheap as fuck, right? And yet, the materials that are used are still cheap materials. Everything is used as cheap materials. Like, where is this? It's like I was telling you, that $5,000 hammer.
Some scientist is fucking raking in some cash somewhere.
It's not scientists. It's these rich guys who are getting these write-offs on it.
You think?
Oh, fuck yes. 100%. It's just like the mob. You
know
what I mean?
Who's getting paid to build the shit?
It's just like the mob.
Who's getting paid to design the shit?
Exactly. These guys. But where's all that money going? You know what I mean? Just like the Teamsters used to do back in the day and, like, all that shit. It's just like... shitty fucking construction guys. I'm gonna charge you all this shit. You're paying $14,000 to have me remodel your fucking basement, but really it's gonna cost me $2,000, maybe $3,000 in material and $3,000 total in labor. The rest is just like extra, but I'm gonna say this shit costs more. This shit costs more. It's gonna take me longer. You know, it's gonna do this or that, you know. And then it's written off. You know what I mean? And it's not your money because it's the government's money. They don't give no fuck. They're writing this shit off. Like no fucking problem. And they're getting little handouts from underneath the table. Our mayor, remember Sharon, whatever her name was, she was taking it from all of these Somalian people, and they got to build, and their shit collapsed over here, Southside. Like, she took money under the table to get permits, just like that old mafioso shit. And this shit's happening all across the world, all across the United States, and the buck is bitten past on our time, you know what I mean?
And our money.
Our money, exactly. Like, it's just a big giant waste. And so I have an issue with, that's why I'm like, I'm okay with some Republicans because of that. Like, I don't believe in, like, all this extra government and all the fucking red tape. I don't think we should have to jump through all of these fucking loops of redundancy just to get help from the government that we're paying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's like tons of fucking extra people. You see all these people working for the city that are just sitting around. Like, there's a lot of people that work for the city that are sitting around, like road workers, for example. You know what I mean?
I work for a city and I got promoted. And I mean, I still work.
Yeah.
But a lot of my work now involves sitting around.
And it's not just the city. It goes, and not just on a city level, but the whole fucking government. Mm-hmm. And we got all of these people in there who just want to keep their jobs. They don't give a fuck about what they're doing. Same thing with child support workers or even like CPS workers. We got CPS workers. None of them have fucking kids. I swear to God, dude. None of them have kids, and they're just social workers without kids.
You're right.
Yeah. I've
met one.
I've met a bunch of them.
I mean, I've never asked her, but she gives off a I don't have kids vibe.
They all do. Because
why are you looking out for other motherfuckers' kids? Like, when you have none of your own.
They have no idea what a kid does. You know what I mean?
They don't know what it's like to raise a kid.
And most of them are either single fucking children, or they're like the oldest kid.
You know
or
who
some
else
shit.
Don't have kids?
Who's that?
Child therapists.
I'm saying.
But they're supposed to be experts.
Yeah, because they read the books.
All right, I want to do a quick thing here, this segment here, which we're gonna call what we're gonna call it again? Was it Sellers and Salamanders?
I thought we were gonna
No, Skuma. That's right. No. I'm sorry. No, that was a different segment altogether that we'll save for later. Hang on. There's somebody at the. Oh my God.
Is Deborah back?
No. Hello?
Yes. That sounds like her. She's like Precious.
Hey, hello. Khajiit have skooma for you.
Khajiit have skooma.
Awesome. I have like skooma.
Are you also Khajiit?
I am. I'm a,
skooma
I'm a big,
get Khajiit real high.
I'm a big pussy.
Khajiit loves smoke skooma all day. Smoke skooma every day. It's Dr. Khajiit Dre.
I seen that dude licking his balls. Don't share the bong with him.
Khajiit come to tell you that Hasbro have announcement.
Do you think Khajiit have a clean ass compared to like normal people?
Can they lick their own ass?
I believe so.
Because they have like human torsos, right?
Yeah, but they have the dexterity, like,
but they have
and agility.
Legs.
Yeah. I'm gonna say yes.
Well, okay, you have human torso but cat legs, right? So the cat leg joints are still the same. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But does that mean they have the same flexibility?
I feel like if a normal person can lick their own balls and shit.
Well,
because a cat person can definitely.
I envy dogs because they can lick their own nuts, and whenever I try to do it, I bang my head on the fucking table. So,
well, the older you get, the more chances you'll have that shit'll just
to bang
plop
my head on the table.
I don't know, the balls will just plop in your mouth eventually.
You can juggle them shits right
they're
in.
They're so long now, yeah. You know. You tuck them in your sock.
I can't wait to be 72,
dude. I have to wear supportive underwear now because I'm getting so old. I had to take a cold shower before I sit on the toilet.
Oh balls. yuck. Okay. Anyways. So this is a segment that we haven't named yet, so we'll probably just keep doing these kids cheat jokes. But I'm gonna read a press release. Sorry, this is so sudden. We didn't plan this at all. I'm gonna read a press release regarding Magic the Gathering. It's on investor.hasbro.com if you want to read it yourself. But Magic the Gathering announces limited edition Fortnite and Street Fighter sets in annual showcase.
Wait. So
you heard it.
Ryu is going to be in Magic.
I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Blanca.
I just read the headline, and I was like, we got to do this on the podcast. Like,
okay, what was the other one? Because Street Fighter is like the one that stuck them.
I'm gonna read this headline one more time. Magic the Gathering announces limited edition Fortnite and Street Fighter sets in annual showcase.
But the Fortnite, though. Like, I'm not... I mean, you know what? That might bring in the younger generation for Magic. Because they look at...
But younger kids play Magic. Yeah. My son's been playing Magic since he was like 8.
Yeah, but there's like... This is for the non-Magic player, I believe. I feel like this has to be. This has to be like... Riley, who doesn't play Magic.
But non-Magic players don't need Street Fighter and Fortnite. I know this because my young-ass son was just like, I'll play.
Yeah, but, like, he's your seed.
Yeah. He was playing Pokemon before that, like the card game.
Yeah, so he's already understanding, like, card games and shit. But, like, people like Riley or Chloe, they don't give a fuck about
Riley them. Got Pokemon cards and shit.
Yeah, he's dumb, I suppose. But Chloe, all right, perfect example. Doesn't give no fucks about no card games. If she saw that Fortnite shit, she might be interested. I think it's for those people. And there's a lot of those people now.
Define those people.
Those people that don't play Magic.
Okay. That you're like...
Being racist?
Shitting on other people for a minute. Like, oh, those people. Those Fortnite motherfuckers. Oh, can't stand them Fortnite motherfuckers. Oh, scratching up my car with their Fortnite dances.
I'd rather enjoy that dumbass shit. I'll be sitting there talking and my kids will be doing Fortnite dances talking to me like, okay, it's cool. I can understand not standing still and talking. But
so, here we go. Wizards of the Coast, a division of Hasbro Inc., has revealed a slate of Magic the Gathering products, including crossovers with Fortnite and Street Fighter coming in 2022. Oh, okay, I can brace myself for this impact. Street Fighter I'm not that mad about because...
How is that going to work?
There's a card game called UFS.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that's got like Street Fighter, KOF, yeah. Mega Man, Darkstalkers, yeah. All that shit.
I remember.
Wizards of the Coast also confirmed that the highly anticipated Magic the Gathering animated series?
What? I don't know.
Wait, what?
This could be...
Those books are fucking awesome, and I hope they do something in Mercadian Masks.
Well, we'll see here. I'm reserving my excitement. I'm reserving it because, like, it could be shit.
Oh, man. I think I came.
Just remember Final Fantasy movie when that shit came out? That was disappointing.
It was a very well animated movie. The graphics were dope. It was nothing, not Final Fantasy.
No, exactly. At all. So, but exactly.
Oh, God, you're right.
So,
oh, no.
I will get excited. No,
I'm still keeping the hype alive. Yep. I'm keeping the hope alive.
So are these full sets?
Wait, okay, so...
Are we looking at the 60 cards plus?
Magic the Gathering Secret Lair Drop Series features ultra-collectible, specially curated cards that are only available for a limited time. Fortnite will be getting 2 Secret Lair drops of its very own that will encapsulate iconic in-game locations and characters. Oh. Okay.
Mm.
So it's in Fortnite. That's okay.
Yeah. That makes sense because Fortnite's got everything. Yeah. Like even people's dances.
Do you think Disney might buy that company?
Fortnite? Like
I can't remember the name of the company, but they also made the fuck was that game that I used to play all the time?
Yes.
It was like some fucking MOBA. Chris would know, but anyways,
I think so.
The Secret Lair Cross Street Fighter drop features classic Street Fighter characters like Chun-Li, whose card includes the thematically appropriate mechanic multi-kicker.
Hmm.
Earlier this year, Wizards of the Coast announced plans to explore universes beyond, a way for fans to play Magic the Gathering in fictional worlds beyond Magic's planes. Nice! Why don't you just buy UFS? Wizards of the Coast, just buy UFS and make that into Magic.
Maybe because they just...
UFS is a very complex game.
Yeah, I remember. That's why I didn't like to play it, because I was like, this shit's like... You're explaining it to me? And I'm like, dude. Magic...
It's easier to explain with the cards.
Yeah, Magic's easier.
The next addition to the Universes Beyond series is The Lord of the Rings, Tales from Middle-Earth. Nice.
Okay.
Where players can battle for the One Ring with Aragorn, ride with Nazgul, scheme with Saruman, or journey into Mount Doom. Gandalf, Gollum, Frodo, and more will be part of a Magic the Gathering booster release in 2023 that will immerse fans in Middle-Earth.
Awesome.
Universes Beyond will also see Warhammer 40,000 Commander products. And, okay. Next year, that'll happen. And fans can look forward to four decks with new art, new cards, and reprints that are all set in the world of Warhammer 40,000. Players can look for the chance to head into battle with Space Marines battling against other factions from the 41st millennium in Q3 2022. Magic is the core of our business, and the brand has never been bigger, said Chris Cox.
Is it COX?
Wish it was. Oh, God. That's why I said it like that.
Damn. That's a good name. He's
also the president of Wizards of the Coast.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, he's getting all the nerd cut.
Yep. All of the nerd cut.
You're the president of Wizards of the Coast, and your last name is Cox.
But wait, okay. So can we still say all of the nerd vagina, or is that wrong? Because like
I'm sticking with cut, because cut can go both ways.
Like booty hole.
Yeah, he might swing for both teams.
That's one of my favorite episodes. Is that man's butt episode?
The Boondocks. I'm after a man's butt.
After a man's butt.
Booty is more important than life.
Yeah.
Booty is more important than food and water.
But that is cool. I wonder how much that would cost to get like all of those sets. Probably like $120 overall. You think?
There's a lot. There's a lot they're announcing here still. Shit, where was I at? Sorry. From partnerships with pop culture touchstones like Street Fighter, Fortnite, and Lord of the Rings to a Netflix animated series launching next year, there has never been a better time to be a Magic fan, he says.
Oh, sweet Netflix. All right, cool.
The highly anticipated Magic the Gathering animated series will be available on Netflix in late 2022. The animated series is currently in full production, and Wizards of the Coast confirmed today that Brandon Routh credits the Arrow, Flash, Superman Returns. Okay.
Awesome.
Will be the voice actor for Gideon Jura.
Dude.
And, an unfalteringly heroic planeswalker in the Magic Gathering universe. Okay, oh, I know who Gideon Jura is. While the series brings together familiar and well-loved planeswalkers for Magic fans, it also introduces new characters and kicks off, I don't like the idea of new characters, and kicks off a completely new story, so anyone, even if they've never played Magic before, will enjoy the story from episode one.
Hmm.
There's a new novel coming out from acclaimed fantasy author Django Wexler is set to release. I guess that's happening next year as well.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a ways out.
And they also revealed premiere set releases coming in 2022. Kamigawa Neon Dynasty will launch in quarter one 2022. And it's set in the classic Magic playing Kamigawa. That's good. I'm glad they're going back to that. But 2,000 years in the future. Nice.
Hmm.
Quarter two, they got Streets of New Capenna, world of grit and glamour that mixes angels, demons, and magic. They'll take on the role of one of five crime families and vie for power in the city. I can't wait for that.
That is cool. They're taking like the five families in New York and
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Dominaria United will be released in quarter three. That's dope. Dominaria was a good set.
Okay.
Rounding up, and that's where it all started in 92, by the way. Rounding out the year is The Brothers War, one of the most important foundational stories in Magic history, is launching in quarter four, 2022. The perfect plan to revisit for Magic's 30th anniversary. Damn, 30 years almost.
Yep. Yep.
We are old.
Nah, motherfucker, that's you. Okay, so I got some news. Movies, right?
Yeah.
Guess, I think I already told you this. Maybe I didn't. In the new Flash movie that they got coming out, Michael Keaton's playing Batman.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. And I have a theory that it's Thomas Wayne.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The mean, like, I'm going to kill everything, Thomas Wayne.
That'd be dope.
Batman. That would be. That would be. I don't know when that's supposed to come out, but I do know, like, it should be relatively soon. Probably within the next year.
You know what we did not talk about a couple weeks ago is that new Jackass movie that's supposed to be coming out. I mean, we talked about it behind the podcast but
yeah, I'm actually kind of excited. I wasn't at first, especially because all the news about Bam being kicked off and like all the extra shit. And I'm like, who wants to see these old fucking guys get broken?
Right. Well, here's the thing, man. Like, all these guys are so old that like, if Bam was to be on, like. How much more can his parents take? Like, he'll give one of them a stroke or a heart attack easy. Like,
or he's going to actually kill him on Jack.
Or he'll kill himself. He wanted to fucking party and do dope and shit, like, the whole time.
Everybody's
like, no, man, we can't do that in our hearts.
Yeah. And I like that they brought on some new blood that's willing to go there. Like, one of them fucking, during Shark Week, one of them got fucking attacked by a shark doing a stunt.
They got Eric Andre on there.
Yeah. Oh, they got a bunch. They got That's Tyler, the Creator, on there.
Oh, nice. Oh, Tyler, the Creator, is perfect for it because Loiter Squad was really funny. Yep.
They got actually a bunch of people on there, which is pretty cool. I think they may even have what's that one woman's name? Fuck. Oh, she was just in that movie with Eric Andre. And the dude with the glasses. Do you remember that movie?
Are you talking about oh, God. Why am I so bad with names? Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. I think she's in Jackass. There's a lot of people in it. So, like, after seeing the trailer, I was like, okay, I'm back in. But before, I was like, I don't know if
Tiffany
I want.
Tiffany Haddish was really good in, what was the fucking name of that movie?
With Eric Andre?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was fucking scary in that movie.
That shit. If I didn't know who she was, if she just walked in and started smashing up my shit,
I'd be fucking we got a problem.
Bad trip. That's what was bad trip.
Yeah. Another new movie. I just saw the trailer yesterday. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, I just watched that trailer this morning.
Yep.
That looks good.
Yep. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited. They got Doc
Ock. They got my man Doctor Strange in a fucking college sweater with the fucking cape.
Yep. You see, at the end of the trailer, Doc Ock from the first Spider-Man. Yep. I was like, what?
I heard they're going to have the other two Spider-Men in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm really... I know,
like a multiverse
I know
type of thing.
Yeah, I know Tobey Maguire for sure is in it. I don't know. I've heard rumors of the other Spider-Man, the Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in it. He's a really good Spider-Man. I did not like him as Peter Parker. I liked him as
I didn't like that Peter Parker.
I didn't like that.
I didn't dislike him as Peter Parker. I didn't like that Peter Parker.
Well, like, if he brought that alive, or he was told that's how Peter Parker is, and that
I didn't care for that Pete, and I didn't care for that Harry.
Yeah, no, I love that Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, he was a good Spider-Man.
Yeah, that shit talking, just like you know, yeah, it wasn't super corny either, like.
But it's, I mean, this new Spider-Man is really good at
it,
too.
Yeah, I know. Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is really good at
it. I really like him. And for a person on the other from the other side of the pond, he does a Brooklyn accent really good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm really excited to see this movie. It's going to be coming out here shortly.
I can't wait for that Eternals movie. That's going to be
Yep. I want to see that, too.
And Shang-Chi?
Yep, that's coming out, too. Oh, fucking, had you seen the Black Widow movie yet?
No, because it's still on Premier Access,
but
I thought.
It's coming out off of Premier Access in, like, October, which is, like...
October!
This is August 23rd already.
Man,
You got $17?
No.
I'm saying we can go half and watch that shit.
Man, I do, but I'm cheap.
I'll get concessions.
We get a bunch of people.
All I need is $17. I'm paying the most. I'll pay the other $17. And I'll get popcorn and Sour Patch Kids and all that shit, and then we can get a bunch of people and we can watch the shit. And if it's Huff, we can throw shit at your TV.
How about we just like, because I got a projection screen.
Yeah, we watch it in here.
Yeah, we'll just throw it up on the projector.
Oh, we can do like a reaction video.
Yeah, why not, man? I mean, we got the space. It's dark over there. You know. I got a couple projection screens now, actually. I got the one that you can pull down like a fucking blind.
Okay.
And then I have the one that stretches up and hangs from like over the way. So you're going to take a picture?
Yeah, but I was trying to catch this in the moment.
Oh, well, I'm already in the moment. Always. I can't even remember what I was doing.
you got the...
The what?
The weapon.
The weapon? Looks like a dildo.
It looks like it's a dildo.
But yeah. That new Spider-Man movie looked dope. I want to watch it. I've been watching The Sopranos a lot lately. Oh, guess what today is? Another What If's out today.
Oh, I'm about to watch that.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I just got done watching the Reservation Dogs 4th episode yesterday because I forgot about it on Monday. It was funny, but it wasn't as funny because they touched on, like, it was like that Will Smith one where his dad came into town and shit. And
yeah.
It was one of those episodes where his dad was supposed to show up and he went and bought him, like, beads and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show up and he was, like, all sad. But yeah,
I ended up binge watching The Owl House on Disney Plus, and the second season's only like 10 episodes long, which is like a few episodes shorter than the first season.
Yeah,
and now I'm a little upset because I need closure.
I need
a third season. Speaking of Disney Plus, season 3 of DuckTales is on Apple TV right now. If you pay money for it,
yeah,
like not for Apple TV, but like if you pay to rent DuckTales.
I haven't even seen
Disney Plus
any of the new DuckTales.
Does not have season 3 of DuckTales, and I need it in my life because that new DuckTales is the shit.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
It's like, what the fuck, Disney? That's your own product,
right? And Apple TV is like, you can rent it for like $3 an episode.
Oh my god, I can't wait till they get like the rest of like the other shit that they got. You know, like all the Fox movies and everything. Yeah. I'm really waiting for that.
Well, it's pretty much just going to end up being on Hulu if it's not on Disney Plus, because Hulu is Disney Plus's adult movie service.
Yeah, but like right now, okay, so if I was to go watch Deadpool, before it was on, if I paid for the $10 a month one, whatever, but now I have to have the TV, live TV version to even watch Deadpool, and that's like, that's a lot more money, you know what I mean? And I'm like, who the fuck wants to pay that much?
Is that Deborah?
Oh, God. It sounds like Deborah.
God damn it.
Oh, well, we might have to fucking get rid of Deborah here soon. Tired of it, Deborah interrupting.
Well,
yeah, no, I'm going to watch What If, whatever one this is.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah.
Which will be a week from now, unfortunately, because I got this wonky work schedule.
Sunday. What do you mean, a week from
now? Oh, yeah, a couple days from now. Yeah, I forgot about Sunday.
Yeah, we're doing Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
It's going to be Sunday evening, though, remember, because I have to work shift. But
Yeah. Sunday evening. Wednesday, today's Wednesday, and then next one will be Sunday again, and then Thursday, and then Sunday again, and then Wednesday. And
I think the next one will be
Sunday, because today's Wednesday.
I might have an extra day off next week.
Next week? Yeah, but that's next week.
Because I'm working on a Sunday, I don't got to work. So, or that I wouldn't normally have to work. So, I think I might have to balance in another day off. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
So, it's my closing week next week.
Okay.
Which means I got Tuesday off right off the bat.
But I might be able to finagle another
Okay,
day
so
off.
We'll do Tuesday then.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to do it originally on Tuesday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday, like that back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you had to work Wednesday now, so I'm like, well, we'll make it Wednesday. But now you're going back to Tuesday.
I told you it's only just for this 1 week. I'm going to be at store too.
Anyways, so this is what the schedule is supposed to be. It's supposed to be Tuesdays, then the Sunday,
then the Sunday, then the Thursday, then the Sunday, then the Tuesday.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do it then.
Yeah.
All right.
Until then, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
Why do I keep looking at that dead-ass camera?
It's on.
Is it?
Yep.
We have a full episode?
Yeah. Okay.
And my dick's out. No, I'm
kidding. All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace. What the fuck? Man, I don't want to have to edit that out.
You don't have to.
Why? Because it's that small.
Oh!
Beep, 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 beep!